Good afternoon. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. Coming up on today's broadcast, Santi Smith, Artistic Director of Kahawi Dance Theater, sits down on the show to open up about Homelands, which presents on April 14th and 15th at Harbourfront Center in Toronto. So stay tuned and stay locked in right here on CIUT 89.5 FM for today's featured interview with Santi Smith, coming up after this. Welcome back to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. Homelands is a multimedia performance created by Kahawi Dance Theater, braiding earthy and cinematic media, sound design, and performance. And here to unravel the work, history, discovery, and connection is Santi Smith.
Homelands is a multimedia performance, very much embodied in movement and patterning and designs, taking inspiration from our traditional homelands in Upper State New York and also around our treaty territory of Oswege, also known as Six Nations of the Grand River. And it tracks over time the many ancestors and future ancestors who will walk upon the lands and dance upon the lands and sing upon the lands, that the earth is continuous. And as human beings, we come and go over time. We are born of earth and we return to earth. So it's a part of that epic cycling that as human beings we're a part of, and we're honoring that umbilical connection that we have to land and water. Homelands is to remember and activate and be in response to that remembering and making those connections, those umbilical connections again. And for Ongwa Hawaii people, my background is Gai and Kahaga. My family traveled back to our traditional territory where the sort of seed of our nation was in the foothills of the Adirondacks. We would call it Mohawk Valley along the Mohawk River up into the Adirondacks. And every time we moved and traveled for either vacation or returning to our territory or for work, there was an immediate shift in our body, a visceral shift. Once we moved into that territory, almost instinctual, cellular, and we all experienced it. And at first we didn't clock it or talk about it, but later my family, we came into conversation about what it felt like for us to recognize the landscape, to recognize the rolling hills that sparked something viscerally inside of us that was home or that we had this connection to. So it's really to honor that sense of relationship, kinship, belonging, the umbilical connection to that territory. So, you know, I work with collaborators who also, some are not from this land, they're from other areas. And to be honest, even many Indigenous people have lost that that umbilical connection or don't remember, or it's, you know, something that we don't necessarily engage in on a deeply personal, humanistic way. It is always involves deep listening. It's a practice, it's a process. It is a surrendering, and it is navigating how do we do this? What are the ways? And for even for myself, the many times that I've worked in the land, it's always a discovery. It's always curiosity. I don't have the answers. It's always finding alignment. It's placing yourself in that open responsiveness to listening, opening I guess your heart and your consciousness to it. So it is a pro for me, it's a process. I haven't arrived at a place where I know. You will never know the cosmos. You will never know the immensity of creation, but it's in the process of aligning, listening, and moving your body in alignments. This has been a long-term process for me as an individual, from going in, like I said, returning to the homelands and over time. So there's this just connection that I can feel, especially when I'm dancing in the territory that is grounded and in a way that is very connected to honoring ancestors, or when my foot falls into the earth, I feel the connection underneath, and to asking the question, whose feet cross this path? And I'm also a visual artist. My family are pottery makers. So when working with clay, and this character of clay woman has come into my work over a few productions and a few years as it's developing, where that connection to forming, sculpting, working with clay, making ceramic vases, doing performance with cl covered in clay, and into the piece. It's so that clay woman aspect has merged into homelands, and that has been an evolution discovery of how that has evolved from my family history, from my research into how do we connect, and many stories of the importance of working the land and cultivating land. I'm also now a ecologist. I plant, I cultivate land in the summertime. So there has been a big shift in how I work, when I work, in an ecological calendar. And it's always in response to land. And that is nothing new. That is actually following our ancestral ways.
That was the wonderful Santi Smith, Artistic Director of Kahawi Dance Theater, here to share about Homelands, the multimedia performance created by Kahawi Dance Theater. Homelands is on stage April 14th and 15th this weekend at Harborfront Center. For tickets and to learn more, visit harborfrontcenter.com. Many, many thanks to Santi Smith for joining us for today's broadcast. Join us again next week for more of Turnout Radio as we open up about the latest in dance news and the heart of what moves us. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance.